That's everything from the tape and scoreboard, so back to play, and here's Vin.
Pee Wee Reese the batting. Pee Wee is 2-for-2, batting .222. Reese, Padres, and Neal facing Tommy Anker in the seventh inning, 5-1 Brooklyn. Fastball to Pee Wee, cut on, a high foul off first. Crow coming over to the box seat railing, he has no play. 4-1. Reese had a bunt single in the third inning and bounced one up the middle in the fourth. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Cincinnati, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. The big difference, Carl Perillo's 8th Major League Grand Slammer came in the fourth inning. Tom Acker winds, and the strike one pitch to Pee Wee. Overhand curve, bounced to Johnny Temple's right. He's up with it now. Turns and throws him out. Reese bounces out to Temple, one up, one away. Johnny Padres making his way up to home plate now. Redlegs got a run off Padres in the first inning, with runners at first and third and two out. Frank Robinson singled her over. Johnny Padres batting 079. He has 3 hits. Today he is sacrificed and hit into a double play, 0-for-1. Acker winds and delivers, and Padres takes a strike. When Cincinnati comes to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning, especially few folks who are not keeping score, it'll be Ed Bailey, Wally Post, and Roy McMillan's spot. Curveball is hit into the hole on the right side, but Temple is there to plug it up and throws to Crow. Two up, two away. Charlie Neal slide to left, bounced out and struck out, batting .260. Neal settles in the hitter's box now. Billy Herman directing the club from the third base coaching box. The pitch to Neal, in for the strike, 0-1. In case you might have just joined us, after the Dodgers did not score in the first inning and Gilliam had argued briefly on a called strike, before the Redlegs could come to bat in the bottom of the first, Walter Alston and Don Newcomb were banished by plate umpire Stan Landis. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. So Billy Herman, third base coach and acting manager. Acker right back 0-2, and the fastball is high and inside. Ball 1-2. Saluting our Schaefer Award winners for this week, Randy Jackson for his fine hitting and all-around play at third, and for his fine pitching, Johnny Padres. 1-2 pitch to Neal is cut on and missed, and Charlie is struck out for the second time today. Neal's starting to get into a kind of a strikeout slump now. Twice today, twice yesterday, once before that, twice the day before that, twice the day before that. So you get the idea now that Charlie in that leadoff spot, striking out a great number of times. Dodgers out in order in the seventh inning. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. Now here's Jerry.
You know, fans, the mark of a great pitcher is being able to give the catcher just the kind of pitch he calls for. And when you think about it, it's the same way with brewing beer. The mark of a great brewer is being able to give the customer just the kind of beer he calls for. Well, that's exactly what the Schaefer people have been doing for well over a century. You just give the signal for a tall, golden amber glass of Schaefer, and you'll get exactly what you like in beer. Yes, sir? The light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, that's the way Schaefer is brewed. It's brewed carefully, expertly, to develop all the true beer character and smooth, satisfying flavor you expect in beer. Every glass of Schaefer beer is right in the strike zone. Right there for real lip-smacking enjoyment. Put a cool, foamy glass of Schaefer in your hand right now. You'll see, it's real beer. Last of the seventh inning. Ed Bailey coming on, and right back to play. Here's Ben.
Ed is 0-for-2, bounced out in the first inning, and hit into a double play, taking a half swing in the fourth. Bailey batting .290. Bailey posts, and we'll see about Roy McMillan. Don Gross begins to loosen up in the bullpen now, along with Herschel Freeman. Bailey takes the pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Padres back with a curveball that breaks low and away. One ball, one strike. Ed Bailey, first man up, bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. Padres gets a sign from Campanella. The 1-1, a curveball cut on, is a high pop fly in a very shallow center. Gilliam going out, Snyder coming on. Gilliam calling and makes the play. One up, one away. That will bring up Wally Post. Hit back to the box and bounced out to Reese. Wally hitting 237. Padres is not striking out many batters today. In fact, he has only one strikeout. He struck out George Crow in the first inning. However, John has not walked a man. Pitch to Wally Post, a little outside, ball one, 1-0. Open day tomorrow for the Dodgers. In fact, Brooklyn will stay overnight here in Cincinnati and fly up to Chicago tomorrow evening. The ball club wants to watch that heavyweight fight tomorrow night. The 1-0 pitch is cut on and fouled away, 1-1. So we'll fly up to Chicago, check into the hotel, and be able to watch Floyd Patterson and Tommy Hurricane Jackson. Then we'll be back on baseball come Tuesday. Newcomb and Magley against the Cubs. Curveball is grounded foul to the left of the plate. 1-2. On deck, Roy McMillan. 5-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the seventh inning, one out. The 1-2 pitch to Wally Post. Fastball just inside, 2-2. Back to action, and the 2-2 pitch to Post, fastball high, ball three, full count. Those two pitches are the usual type pitch that Wally Post swings at. Padres strikes out Post a great deal, and on that tight pitch, high and inside, first around the letters, maybe the next one up around the chin, but neither time did Wally offer. So, Padres has gone to a full count. John winds and delivers, fastball, foul back. Cardinals lead the Pirates 3-0 at the end of 7.5. The Cubs lead the Phillies 1-0 at the end of 6. The 3-2 pitch to Wally Post. Pass ball grounded to Gilliam, who has to move way over to his left to come up with it and then makes his play to Hodges. So Wally Post, a big pull hitter, hardly got that bat around at all on the fastball and hit it to Gilliam. Two down in the 7th inning and a batter Roy McMillan. Single is short and fly to right. Roy batting 256. Padres delivers, and the first pitch in and over, strike one. Dodgers coming up in the 8th inning. They'll have Gilliam, Snyder, and Hodges. Padres delivers, strike one. Slow curve, reach four, and full foul outside the left field line and down into the bullpen. 0-2. So Millen just kind of bent over the plate, wristed at it, and pulled her foul. No balls, two strikes. Two out, bases empty, seventh inning. Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1. And Schaefer Beard, delighted to be sending it all to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Strike two pitch, overhand curve, got him looking on the outside corner. Call strike three. McMillan growls a little bit as he walks away. That for Padres, his second strikeout. He got Crow swinging in the first inning. The end of 7 innings, Brooklyn 5 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Cincinnati 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. We'll hear from Jerry in just a few moments, but first we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked-about station with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 2 minutes after 4 o'clock.
Well, friends, a word now about the Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book, a mighty fine little pocket edition that you can have in your sports library, carry with you at the ball games, or have handy when you're listening or watching ball games on radio and TV. This little booklet has the rosters of all the major league clubs, diagrams of the parks, radio, TV directories, Rosters of the players with the numbers and all kinds of records. Now, to get your Schaefer Lucky Strike baseball guide and record book, send 50 cents, your name and address, to Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. 50 cents along with your name and address to Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. Top of the eighth inning in a ball game that's moving right along now. Jim Gilliam coming on, followed by Duke Snyder and Gil Hodges. Eighth inning, and here's Ben.
Gilliam flied to right and has bounced out twice, batting 247. Tarmacker looks in to get his sign. This will be Tommy's last inning. He's due to bat first in the bottom of the eighth. Acker to his windup now and delivers to Gilliam. Fastball that crowds him a bit. Ball one. The Dodgers are facing a problem right now in their lineup. For the first two men in the batting order, not getting on base, Neil and Gilliam. The 1-0 pitch to Junior, cut on and is a base hit. So Jim finally breaks the drought and gets a single to right. Hit number two off Acker. However, the shortcomings of Neil and Gilliam at the top of the order can very well be wiped away should Carl Frillo come swinging back. Frillo's grand slammer in the fourth inning is the difference of this game. Brooklyn 5, Cincinnati 1 in the eighth. Duke Snyder 0 for 2, batting 277. Acker checks Gilliam and delivers, and Snyder golfs at a pitch and doesn't get it. 0-1. Ready. Another check of Gilliam. Now the strike one pitch to Snyder runs up as if to bunt, and the pitch is low. One ball, one strike. In the Cincinnati bullpen, Art Fowler now begins to loosen up with utility outfielder Pete Wisenin. Art Fowler. Outfield on the Duke, deep and around to right, so much so that Snyder has all of straightaway center field to shoot at. Bell is way over into right center. McMillan is overshifted to plug up the middle. He's near the bag at second, and Hope is playing in on the grass. Acker ready. The 1-1 pitch to Snyder. He tries to bunt and foul tips it. 1-2. Brooklyn 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Cincinnati 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Cubs leading Philadelphia 1-0, and Turk Lown has just come on to relieve Tom Pohulski, so Philadelphia might be kicking up some dirt now at Wrigley Field. One and two. Acker straddling the rubber, goes to the rosin bag. Now he's up on top. Gilliam held on by Crow at first, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch to Snyder, cut on, is a high drive to deep center. Gus Bell up the terrace, to the wall, at the wall, leaps, but it's off the top of the wall. Gilliam had to hold up and goes to third on Snyder's double. Gilliam now comes to the plate and runs right through Herman Stein to score. Billy Herman had held Gilliam up. He was waving his hands at Junior. And Gilliam just kept on coming as the throw went to shortstop Roy McMillan, who turned and fired into second. And Gilliam, without a play being made on him, scored all the way. So Snyder doubles to center, and Gilliam legs it over for the run. So the Dodgers now lead 6-1. But Junior had his mind made up. He was coming. The batter is Gil Hodges with Snyder at second, nobody out. 6-1 Brooklyn. Acker delivers, and Hodges runs up the butt and takes it low. Ball one. Snyder's drive to center came within 2 feet of clearing the center field wall. Bell went up the terrace to the wall, leaped as high as he could, and was about a foot short in his leap. Ed Bailey and pitcher Tommy Acker now meet halfway between home plate and the mound. Brooklyn 6, Cincinnati 1. We're in the eighth inning. Dodgers trying to pile it on before a big crowd here at Crosley Field. After Hodges comes Amoros. Boy, Gill is soaking wet. real summer day out here at Cincinnati. A Cincinnati summer day. The 1-0 pitch to Hodges, cut on and foul back. 1-1. Gill appeared to be trying to take a shot to right that time. At least while he post thought so, he was breaking towards the line. 1-1. That ball which ran up the screen, stuck in the screen. The crowd gets a few giggles out of that. The voice in the background giving us the official paid attendance, 28,524. 28,524. Hacker ready. Check second. The 1-1 pitch is outside, backhanded by Bailey. Ball two. Hodges around the bunt. 2-1. So with 28,524 added to the previous two attendance figures, the Dodgers and the Redlegs in this three-game series averaged a little more than 26,000 per game. Also, 78,268. Hacker ready. A look at Snyder has a pretty good lead off second. The 2-1 pitch to Hodges. He pushes a bunt in the air, and it lands foul outside of first. 2-2. The Philadelphia Phillies came up with two runs in the eighth inning. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, the Phillies 2 and Chicago 1. The Cardinals have added another run in the eighth inning. So at the end of 8 innings of play, the Cardinals 4 and the Pirates nothing. That's Von McDaniel pitching the shutout thus far. At the end of 7 innings, the Giants 2 and Milwaukee nothing. 2-2, the count to Hodges. 6-1 Brooklyn, nobody out in the eighth inning. Tom Accoretti in relief of Brooks Lawrence. Sidearm curve is outside, ball three. Full count. So the Dodgers have drawn roughly 978,000 thus far this year. So another 20,000 or so in Chicago, and we'll be over the million mark on the road. The 3-2 pitch to Hodges. Curve ball, and he just does check his swing. It's outside, ball four. Ed Bailey protests. Gill started offer and just did check. Hodges at first base of the walk. Snyder at second. Nobody out, and Sandy Amoros the batter. Amoros flied to right, has a bunt single, and lined a single to right, batting 303. 6-1 Brooklyn, they're looking for more here in the eighth inning. Polk is inside the bag at third, expecting a bunt. Hacker ready, delivers to Amoros, who takes on the outside corner for a strike on one. Roy McMillan riding Duke Snyder's back at second, trying to cut down his lead. Crow is not holding Hodges. He's inside the bag and ready to come to the plate. Art Fowler continues to throw away in the Cincinnati bullpen. Tomacker set, checks his men at first and second. Now the strike one pitch to Amoros. He does bunt up along third. It's a good one. Hoke will have to hurry to get him, and just does. So Amoros comes to fine bunt. The sacrifice works. Play going 5-3. Hodges to second, Snyder to third. First base is open, and Carl Furillo the batter. After Furillo comes Campanella. Furillo hit into a double play in the second inning, but then hit a grand slam home run in the fourth. He chased in Snyder, Hodges, and Amoros, who were all aboard ahead of him. Furillo struck out looking his last time up. Carl batting 263. Runners at second and third, one out, 6-1 Brooklyn in the eighth. And Bertie Tebbett, Thomas in the dugout to his catcher Ed Bailey, put him on. Well, Bailey holds his right arm wide and takes the first toss outside. So Carl Furillo receives an intentional walk, and they will pitch to Roy Campanella. Ball two to Carl. Snyder holding in third. Hodges at second. Anchor set. Lobs the third one wide. 3-0. You know, an odd thing, in a sense, the way they talk about the rabbit ball all the time. The only home run hit today in the National League thus far has been Perlow's grand slammer in the fourth inning. Giants-Milwaukee, it's 2-0 Giants at the end of 7. It's 4-0 Cardinal over Pirates at the end of 8. It is 2-1 Phillies over the Cubs at the end of 7.5. No home runs in any of those games. All right, here's Roy Campanella with the bases loaded and one out in the 8th inning. Brooklyn 6, Cincinnati 1. Campy batting .227. Has walked and twice flied to Gus Bell. Infield and double play depth now. Acker winds and delivers to Camp, and the curveball low and away. Ball one. After Campanella, Pee Wee Reese. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Cincinnati, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. Tommy Acker winds, and the 1-0 pitch to Campanella. Fastball inside, ball two. 2-0. Snyder at third, Hodges at second, Perlow at first. One out. Acker looks in to get a sign from Bailey. Now Paul Tom is ready, winds, and the 2-0 pitch to Campanella. Fastball in there, 2-1. When Cincinnati bats in the bottom of the 8th, Acker's spot is 2 up first. Then Johnny Temple and Gus Bell. Campanella just waiting, Acker staring in. 2 balls and 1 strike. Acker now backs off the rubber and just as quickly gets back on. Looks to third, Ghost was wind up, and the 2-1 pitch to Campanella. Fastball cut on is a high fly ball to right. It's deep. Wally Post going back to grab it. Bagging up is Snyder. Going to third is Hodges, and everybody makes it. Snyder comes over, and Hodges goes to third. And the Dodgers lead 7-1. So Campanella scoring fly ball to right field. Snyder coming over. Hodges going to third, and Perlow holding it first. Runs off Tommy Acker. Dodgers 7, Cincinnati 1. 2 out in the 8th inning. Runners at first and third, and the batter, Pee Wee Reese. Pee Wee is 2 for 3. A bunt single, single to center, and bounced out, hitting .221. Acker ready and delivers, and a bunt up along the third baseline drops foul. So Reese trying to bunt for a base hit and get Hodges over. It's not a squeeze play, not with 2 out. Pee-wee bunted a foul. 0-1. Schaefer Beer sending it to you, and we certainly hope that you're buying your Schaefer, especially over the weekend times, in the convenient party-sized quart bottles. Of course, the best way, really, to buy Schaefer is by the case. Acker ready and delivers. Curveball, fouled to left field. Robinson almost in his tracks. Takes it at his chest for the out. So Reese lines to left and for the Dodgers in the 8th inning. They had 2 runs. On 2 hits, a single, a double, and a scoring fly ball. And they leave a couple. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 7 and Cincinnati 1. Well, now what, Jerry?
Well, now, Ben, while the field changes hands, let's have a couple of young friends take the spotlight. How about it?
For real, real enjoyment,
hello.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real, real refreshment,
say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real, real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer. That's a real trumpet.
For real, real enjoyment, get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
Set to play in the last half of the 8th inning, Ted Suzuki coming on to bat for Tom Acker. The Dodgers out in front now 7-1, so let's get right back to play, and here's Ben.
Suzuki is batting .284. He has 3 home runs, 9 runs batted in. As a pinch hitter yesterday, He singled into the hole to right field. As a pinch hitter the night before, he flied to left. So Ted is 1-for-2 in the series. Luzuski, Temple, and Bell. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-1 Brooklyn. Padres fastball a little low. Ball one, 1-0. We just have a report on the final score. The St. Louis Cardinals shut out the Pirates 4-0. Young Von McDaniel, 18 years old, pitched a one-hitter. The 1-0 pitch to Krasinski is drilled to right center. Snyder chasing that one. She's gone. Krasinski, who always gets a good piece of the ball against Johnny Padres, comes walking off the bench and drills one of his specialties, a low line drive home run. And it is now Brooklyn 7, Cincinnati 2, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Johnny Temple takes the strike. Krasinski now has 4 home runs, 10 runs batted in. A low line drive into the right center field seat. Padres back with a fastball that moves Temple out of there. 1-1. Don Gross throwing in the Cincinnati bullpen now. And back of Padres is Don Drysdale. In this heat, you really have to watch your starting pitchers. Padres to his windup. Now the 1-1 pitch, a changeup, cut on and lined to center field, a clean base hit. Snyder up with the ball, so home run by Krasinski, a bullet single to center for Temple, and here comes Gus Bell. For Johnny Temple, his third hit of the game. He had 3 hits yesterday and 3 the day before. 9 hits in the series for Johnny Temple. Sandy Koufax trotting down to the Dodger bullpen now. Brooklyn 7, Cincinnati 2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Johnny Temple at first base and Gus Bell, who was 0-for-3, the batter. Gus batting 292. Padres looks to first and delivers a curve and spins it low. Ball one. 1-0. On deck, Don Holt. So the Redlegs came up with a 9th inning rally yesterday, but fell short. Picked up 3 to lose 5-3. Trying to rally here in the 8th. Dodgers lead 7-2. Fastball, the bell is cut on and popped up. Charlie Neal floating over to his left a bit. Backs up now as the wind takes it, and now Charlie grabs it for the out. The bell pops up to short. Johnny Temple holds it first, and Don holds the batter. Polk is 1-for-3, singled in the first inning. Don batting 288. Padres set. Hodges not holding Temple on. Fastball to Don Holt at the knees for a strike. On one. Brooklyn 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors. Cincinnati 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The strike one pitch. Fastball cut on a high foul back of the plate. Campanella coming back. It's playable. He's under it. He's got it. 2 down. Now here comes George Crowe with 2 out. Johnny Temple at first base. Bottom of the 8th inning, 7-2 Brooklyn. Crowe is 0-for-3, batting 298. Padres delivers, George swings, there's a slice pop fly to the left side. Charlie Neal backing out and takes that one. So the enthusiasm here at Cincinnati was promptly dampened by Johnny Padres. Krasinski had a home run, Temple single, and then Bell popped up, Hope fouled out, and Crowe popped up. For the Red Legs, one run on Kluszewski's home run, two hits, a man left on. At the end of eight innings of play, Brooklyn 7, Cincinnati 2. Okay, Jerry.
Well, friends, before we leave Cincinnati, we want to remind you of a terrific day at Ebbets Field. You'll recall the Saturday game rained off the schedule during the last visit of the Red Legs. Well, it will be played as part of a tremendous finite doubleheader at Ebbets Field Tuesday, August 20th. Now, we don't have to warn you about what that means. A race for tickets, of course. So do your shopping for that big doubleheader with the Red Legs August 20th. The same two teams clash in a day game August 21st, their last meeting at Houston. So circle the date, August 20th. A doubleheader, the Dodgers and the Red Legs, a twin-hitter at Ebbets Field. Well, fans, we've certainly got some big dates coming up when the Dodgers get back home. Beginning right off with the Giants and the Dodgers on Monday night, August the 5th, a week from tomorrow. The Dodgers get back home playing a four-game stand against the Giants. Monday and Tuesday at Ebbets Field. Wednesday at Jersey City, that's August the 7th. And Thursday, August the 8th, at Ebbets Field against the Giants. So a lot of baseball coming up when the Dodgers get back home in August. And the old pennant chase going right down to the wire. A reminder also that Thursday's game from Chicago will be on TV as well as on radio. Broadcast time will be 2:25. That'll be the final game of the series between the Dodgers and the Cubs at Chicago. A day off tomorrow, doubleheaders on Tuesday and Wednesday, and a single game Thursday, the Dodgers at Chicago. So lots of action coming up this week. Well, we go to the ninth inning now with Padres the first batter. So coming back in for the play-by-play for Schaefer Beer, here's Vin.
Don Gross will be the third Cincinnati pitcher. Left-hander making his 24th appearance. He started 12, and now this is his 12th relief appearance. Don, I guess, is like that, what was it, the little girl with the curl in her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, well, he won his first four. He was 4-0. He has lost the next six, so he's now 4-6. Gross having his troubles right now. Comes on and relieves the pitch to Padres. 7-2 Brooklyn, ninth inning. The sidearm pitch up high and outside. Ball one. Don Drysdale continues to tune up with Joe Becker in the Dodger bullpen. Gross ready, and back comes the 1-0 pitch, and the fastball is low and away. Ball two. 2-0. Dodgers, 7 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. An 0 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 2-1. So the Dodgers, after losing 2 out of 3 to St. Louis, trying to win 2 out of 3 here at Cincinnati. 2-1 at a Padres, a line drive base hit up the middle. Gus Bell comes on to field it, and Padres at first base. I don't know if the Dodgers might see that base hit with mixed emotions. They lead by 5 runs in the ninth inning. It's a very hot day, and I imagine the boys would just as soon see Padres back in the cool of the dugout. But there he is at first. Single to center. Base hit number 1 off Don Gross, hit number 9 for Brooklyn. The batter is Charlie Neal, who is 0-4, but what is bothering and perplexing him a bit is the fact that he is striking out. He has struck out 2 out of 4 times again today, hitting .259. Throw to first, Crow is not holding the runner, and Padres easily ducks back to the bag. Gross delivers, and Neal bunts foul to the right of the plate. 0-1. Amor begins to loosen up now in the Cincinnati bullpen. Vicente Amor appeared yesterday in relief. Two Brooklyn, ninth inning. Nobody out. Johnny Padres just singled. He's at first. The strike one pitch to Neal is cut on and belted to right field. Back goes Wally Posto, way back to the barrier fence to leap up and grab it. And back to first comes Johnny Padres. Nice play by Wally Post. So Neal hit that a long way, and Post holds her in. The batter is Jim Gilliam, who was 1-4, single to right in the eighth inning, and kept on coming to score on Snyder's double off the center field wall. Jim batting .250. Looking for base hit number 99. Only one Dodger has 100 hits. Gil Hodges has 108. Gross delivers, and Gillian takes a strike. 0-1. One out, ninth inning, 7-2 Brooklyn. When Cincinnati bats in the bottom of the ninth inning, they'll have Frank Robinson, Ed Bailey, and Wally Post. Strike one pitch to Gilliam on the inside corner, strike two. Boy, it's Schaefer weather here in Cincinnati. Happy, what kind of weather do we have in New York? Same type weather, huh? Schaefer weather back there. Well, we hope you folks are having plenty of cold Schaefer. You found a comfortable spot and hope you're having a nice weekend. The 0-2 pitch is cut on and fouled away. Holding count, no balls, two strikes. Gross takes a peek at first. The strike two pitch is outside. Ball one, 1-2. Milwaukee Braves are now at bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Giants lead 2-0. Gilliam swings and misses. Down he goes. Well, Gross records a strikeout. Two out in the ninth, and the batter, Duke Snider. Snider walked, bounced out, fly to left, and doubled high off the center field wall to drive in Gilliam. Duke batting 280. Gross looks over at Padres, delivers to Snider, and the curve is over. Strike one. Well, Giants 2, Milwaukee nothing, bottom of the ninth inning. The St. Louis Cardinals have already won their ballgame 4-0 over Pittsburgh on a one-hitter by Von McDaniel. Breaking ball to Snider down low, 1-1. Don Gross ready and delivers to Snider. Another sidearm curve on the outside corner, 1-2. Two out on the ninth, 7-2 Brooklyn. Delivers 1-2 to Snider. Swings, and there's a high fly ball to right field. Wally Post is there, coming over close to the foul line, but he's still in fair ground and takes it for the out. So Padres opens up with a single, and the next three batters go out. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit. A man left on. At the end of 8.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 7, Cincinnati 2, and I imagine Johnny Padres will take a couple of minutes before he gets out there to the mound. So while we have a chance, let's listen to Jerry.
Well, many of the Schaefer people certainly know how to make good beer, that's for sure. And they know how to package it for your convenience, too, friends. Just for example, take the handy Schaefer half-quart can. Now, there's a real thoughtful can. Really, it's got a nice, handy shape, so easy to carry, so easy to hide away in your refrigerator. It doesn't get in the way when you're storing it, and it cools quick-like if you're in a hurry. But the most thoughtful thing is this. It holds 16 delicious ounces of throat-pleasing Schaefer beer. Two full glasses of golden amber goodness. One for you and one for your wife, maybe. Or you might want to share it with the guy next door. In fact, you can be real thoughtful and put the whole can by his chair. That way he can pour his own second glass when the first goes dry. So why not stock up? Get in a supply of Schaefer half-quart cans. They each hold two full glasses of real enjoyment. Schaefer beer. It's real beer. Well, the Dodgers have an off day tomorrow. Go to Chicago Tuesday for a doubleheader. And a doubleheader on Wednesday. Single game on Thursday. Then to Milwaukee for a weekend series Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And then back to New York to Smith Field for a big Monday night, August the 5th attraction against the New York Giants. So make your plans. Be on hand when the Dodgers get back home. End of the last half of the ninth inning here. Dodgers lead 7-2. Robinson, Bailey, and Post coming on to face Johnny Potter, who's just now taking his warm-up practice. So we get back to the action, and here's Ben.
I wish you had said that slower, Jerry. I don't mind you rushing through the schedule out here, but when you say, don't you say, get back home. Hey, real slow. It sounds so good.
Right.
You know?
Coming
back home.
Home.
Oh, boy. Well, Johnny, Johnny Padres ready to work in the bottom of the ninth inning, 7-2 Brooklyn. Now, Johnny got that base hit in the top of the ninth and stood at first base while the next three men went out. You can bet your boots the Dodgers will watch him very carefully now. In fact, in the bullpen, they have Eddie Roebuck and Sandy Koufax firing back of him. Well, it's blazing hot down on the floor of this ballpark. There's a hot one wide at third. Off Reese's glove. Picked up by Neal. He throws. Not in time. A nice try by Charlie Neal. Frank Robinson hit one wide at third. Reese got his fingertips on it and couldn't hold it. Neal, backing up Pee-wee, backhanded the ball. Had a long throw to first and just missed getting Frank Robinson. It'll go as a base hit for the young left fielder, his third hit of the afternoon. That is hit number 9 for the Red Legs. 7-2 Brooklyn, bottom of the ninth inning, and a ringing wet Johnny Padres out there on the mound. Ed Bailey is 0 for 3, batting .289. Padres delivers, and the fastball is in for the strike, 0-1. With the Dodgers leading by 5, they're going for out, so Hodges will not hold Robinson, the infield back in the normal depth. Reese, however, protecting the bag at third as Bailey swings and beats one foul to the right of the plate. 0-2. Well, they'd be singing up and down the National League today, at least right now, for the final scores in from Milwaukee. The New York Giants and Johnny Andonelli have shut out the Braves 2-0. Set. The 0-2 pitch to Bailey cut on and missed strike three, and he gave him a real slow curve. Bailey tried to time it. It almost fell out of his uniform, trying to check his swing and then start it again. So Padres gets his third strikeout of the afternoon. One out in the ninth, and the batter, Wally Post, who is 0-3. Wally batting .236. The outfield goes the other way now, deep and around the left. Frank Robinson at first in the ninth. 7-2 Brooklyn. East side, 9 hits. The Red Legs have committed an error. Fastball is cut on. There's a high fly ball down the left field line. Neal going out and slanting into foul ground. Amaro's coming on. It's Neal on a brilliant catch in the bullpen. Charlie Neal all over the place. Makes a fine catch way down in the Red Leg bullpen. And it is extremely tough territory down there for a couple of reasons. First, because the field slopes in foul ground for drainage purposes, you start to run downhill, and Charlie was running with his back to home plate. And secondly, he had to watch himself, or if he had stepped on one of the home plate rubbers in the bullpen, he might have taken a header. Charlie stayed with it and made the play. Fine running catch by shortstop Charlie Neal. Two out in the ninth inning, Brooklyn 7, Cincinnati 2, and the batter is Roy McKellen, who is 1-3, batting .255. Crowd of 28,524 on hand today. Padres delivers, fastball to Little Mac, and it's inside, ball one. Johnny Padres checking signs with Campanella. Ready, and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball down low, ball two. 2-0. Sometimes when a ball club has, a five-run lead in the ninth inning and two outs, you'll see the pitcher wind up. He's going to disregard the base runner at first. But Padre's not doing that. He's keeping an eye on Robinson anyway and working from a stretch position. McMillan waiting, 2-0. Padre's delivers and gets the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Tomorrow, the off day, and we'll be talking to you Tuesday afternoon. It'll be Don Newcomb and Sal Magley in a doubleheader with the Chicago Cubs. And there'll be another one, another doubleheader on Wednesday. Padres delivers 2-1. Fastball is lined to left field. Amaro's coming over, grabs it at his chest for the out, and the Dodgers have won a big one and have taken 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. And Johnny Padres, who is all pitcher, and he is brilliant away from home in particular, has done it again on the road. Jerry has some fine statistics on Johnny Podres, another brilliant performance. He gave up one run in the first inning and then nothing but smoke rings the rest of the afternoon till the eighth. Redlegs got one there, and that was it. And the Dodgers have won it 7-2 to take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. For the notes on Johnny Podres and also the statistics, and to wrap it up, here's Jerry.
Okay, Vinny, for Johnny, his sixth consecutive complete game road victory, allowing a total of 3 runs in 54 innings. And today, Johnny did it by allowing no walks. He struck out 3 and kept the bases well scattered. The totals for the Dodgers, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. And for Cincinnati, 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 6 left on. So at Cincinnati, the Dodgers lost an 11-inning opener 6-5, then bounced back yesterday to win 5-3, and today 7-2.